Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio. From the Java House in downtown Iowa City, this is a fresh brewed edition of Java Blend. From Iowa Public Radio Studio 1, I'm Ben Kiefer. You've just walked into the coolest and the coziest coffee house show on the prairie. Every week we feature homegrown and nationally known artists. Our guest today has contributed so much to Iowa's music scene and culture. His mastery of a wide range of genres, from blues and R&B to reggae to world music, has given him many, many appreciative fans in Iowa and far beyond our borders. Please welcome Tony Brown.
Musical love, no sleeping while music's cooking. Time and space get lost when you groove, when you groove, when you groove with the movement. Let's thunder down the wall, playing sweet, sweet music. Just can't stop this good feeling. I just can't stop this good feeling. I just can't stop this. Old and young one, we are soldiers and music's our nation. The power of sweet music makes the world go round and round. The power of the words conveyed by the message in the beat. Let's tumble down the borders, playing sweet, sweet music. I just can't stop this good feeling. I just can't stop this good feeling. I just can't stop this. Life is cold. Without hope, you wear the chain. Open the door to understanding. Ooh, let sweet music carry you away. It's the power of the word conveyed by the message in the beat. Let's thunder down the borders, playing sweet.
Tony Brown on our stage at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. It's another edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio 1. I'm Ben Kiefer. Tony, welcome back to our stage. Great to have you with
us.
Great to have you back with us. What was the title of that first one?
Good Feeling.
Good Feeling. That's what we're creating this hour, a good feeling.
Yes.
Want to mention that you can find out more about your music at Tony Brown Music on Facebook.
Correct.
And you're an inductee into the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 2008.
Yeah.
So much to talk about in your life. I don't know. We won't get to talk about all of it, but here's a quiz for you, because I know you've lived a lot of places. How many, can you name all the places you've lived in your life?
Yeah, I can.
But you're not going to.
Do you want me? See, you're going to say, will you? That's a different.
Would you please?
I've lived in Madison, Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Door County, Wisconsin, Iowa City, Iowa, Iowa City, Iowa. I said that twice. Waterloo, Chicago, Minneapolis, Boulder, Colorado, Summit County, Colorado, California a little bit, Jamaica, Spain, Italy, damn, for a brief time period, Holland, Great Britain, Belize, Jamaica. Mm-hmm.
Would you say Belize, that all, Jamaica, the, all these places you go around and you pick up, I guess, the musical culture of that particular place, would you say that's all integrated into kind of your style? Or
yes.
You,
it's more integrated in my art than my music.
Because, your visual art.
Because the music's changing all the time anyway, so I don't know what it's going to be. Over the last 24 hours, in fact, it's just like I'm gone from playing blues and R&B last night to doing my original music today and sitting here with Craig Erickson last night, mm-hmm, which was... That's why I'm a little bit hoarse today. we were screaming. No, just a lot of screaming.
What do you plan for us this hour?
I'm gonna attempt to do some original songs today, of different styles. Hopefully by the third or fourth song, I'll get my voice back. I felt like Barry White this morning when I woke up. You know, I was singing in the mirror, and the mirror was getting foggy. I was singing so low, I was like,
bleh. That's not a bad thing, is it?
Well, it depends on how you, you know, if you want to be audible, you know, it's better to get some frequency.
Well, we've got some tea bowls. We've got some blueberry hibiscus tea there at your knee there.
Yes.
So we can.
So, I'll do a song. It's entitled Quayen's Tears. And it started out as a reggae tune. And I played it for a long time as a reggae tune, and then one day I was sitting at home and I started playing it kind of rocky, and I liked it. And ever since then, it kind of messed the band up, you know, because they worked it out reggae, and all of a sudden I show up and I say, no, we're going to do it this way. And it's like, okay, fine, you know. Okay. Instead of cookies, we get biscuits. That's
all right.
But this is Quayen's Tears.
Live music by Tony Brown this hour. So glad he's here at the Java House for Java Blend on Iowa Public Radio Studio 1. Go to it, Tony!
We are blessed to live among so many different people. Life is challenged by the forces of evil. We don't work together, we're surely bound to fall. The things we need for this living while helping one another through the blessings we've been given. The purpose of life to see all people standing tall. We don't get paid for this life we live in. We got to keep on giving what we given. The best remedy is the feeling that we're given. Keep on giving what we're given. I'm blessed within a brand new glory. Every day's another page of a brand new story. The greatest tune that we've been given is to keep on giving what we're given. Wipe the tears away. Wipe the tears away. It's hard to stand when you used to be down. Giving what we're giving, we are blessed with the feelings that we're giving. so many different people. Life is challenged by forces of evil. We don't stand together, we surely bound to fall. We have to work towards the things we need for this living while helping one another through the blessing we've been given. The purpose of life is to see all people standing tall. Wipe the tears away. 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 Wipe, 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 wipe the tears away. Wipe the tears away.
Ryan's tears. Thank you, thank you. Like emotion on a visionary's road, anchored and drifting in a sea of blue. The task assigned is like a waiter upon the road, singing out that life's a great blessing when you're living on the surface of the road, wrapped around heaven, breathing the touch, the giving water, wisdom's like a waiter on the road, serving you a piece of heaven, breathing to touch the dream, breathing to touch the dream, breathing to touch the dream. Colors like emotion on a visionary's road, anchored and drifting in a sea of blue. Breathing to touch the dream. 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 Thank you. That's a song entitled Sea of Blue, and most seas are blue, except now they're getting kind of funky. They got blue with plastic floating in it and stuff, or oil slicks. So you might say a sea of many different flavors. The next song I want to do is a song that I lost, actually. I hadn't played it in 20 or 30 years, and my producer back in the day had told me all the master tapes had been burned up in a fire, and they were gone. They didn't exist anymore. And so I tried to remember a lot of the songs I wrote back in the 70s, but some of them got lost. And this song was... the producer died. We found that he had hid all the tapes and stuff at a friend's house in a basement. He was kind of waiting for other people to kind of cough off so he could release them, but it didn't work out that way, and he passed away, and we discovered that he had concealed all the tapes at a friend's undisclosed location, and we got them back, and in the mix, I actually got 27 songs I forgot I wrote. I mean, absolutely didn't know, couldn't play them from the beginning, didn't know what key they were, didn't know the lyrics, nothing. But after I heard them, I said, I wrote that song. And it was like, okay, now I got to go learn it. So this is one of the songs I had to relearn.
Find you, worry gets inside you, you forget what you're living for. Don't you know life holds the truth of secrets? If you are a believer, love will ask no more. Don't you know love, it will rock you, baby, it will shock you, baby, leave it laying on the ground. Don't you know love, it do things to you, baby. It will renew you, baby. Keep it happy when you're down. Love will. I've seen people's sickness strung out on the notions. Couldn't believe to see freedom in love. See the problems, caught up in the worry, ran home and slammed their doors. Don't you know love, it will shock you, baby, it will rock you, baby, leave you laying on the ground. Don't you know love, it will renew you, baby. Baby, it will rock you, baby. Leave it laying on the ground.
Artists like Neil Young, The Band, Emmylou Harris, Iris DeMent, and Bob Dylan have always been important to the sound of IPR Studio One. Rust on the Dial is a new two-hour Americana show spotlighting music influenced by blues, folk, bluegrass, and country. Hear Rust on the Dial on IPR's new 24-hour web stream, weekdays at 5 a.m. and 4 p.m. Tune in at iowapublicradio.org or through IPR's free smartphone app.
It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. This hour on our stage at the Java House in downtown Iowa City, the one, the only, Tony Brown is with us. And we're happy to have him. Yeah, let's show our appreciation showing up. He's drinking some nice herbal tea. He's got a nice black furry hat on because it is that time of year when you got to keep the old bean a little bit warmer.
You know it. Got to keep that brain warm, man.
You do.
Got to keep that. Warm brain's a good brain.
Otherwise, you might write... Otherwise, you might write songs and then just forget them.
Yeah.
Forget them. Tony Brown, your latest album, Originator, is that right, from 2014?
Oh, the Originator. No, no, that's not the newest one.
What's the newest one?
Is Love, Hope, and Politrics.
All right. Nice, nice.
Yes.
When did you put that out?
2015. 10, 20, whatever. It's only numbers. It's online. We're just talking numbers.
Tony's been around for a long time.
Call me Barnacle T.
Well, this is fun. Let's go back to music. So there's continues original music, a mix of, you're going to play original music or some covers thrown in?
Original music.
You know, I heard from an audience member out there, he heard an awesome rendition you did in a concert somewhere of Blackbird.
Everybody says that. I don't remember that. That's part of having a cold brain, see? You have a cold brain, you can't remember all this stuff that people say was, oh, that was
okay,
really
well,
good.
I don't remember. That's just the message from one of your fans out there. Okay. You do with it what you want.
Yeah, I do that. That's a heavily requested song, but I might have to sing it in my Barry White voice today. Old Blackbird singing in the dead of fall. No, that's not the words, right?
What do you got for us next, Tony?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to do a song called Shadow. And it's a love song. I think it's low enough for me to sing. Otherwise, I'll just have to sing it very low. You'll be able to hear if you listen real close. explain the love I feel in your smile. Help this love rearrange to bring the sunlight deep inside. Shadows touched, a kiss exchanged. Two strangers faded, but we remained. We stood apart like we didn't know. Our fears kept us from our first hello. I think that song, I've actually played that song out since I've written it probably four times. It's kind of one of those songs I play at home. I go, well, maybe I'll play it out one of these times. So this was one of those times. That's all, yeah. Little reggae music.
Two impunity. Someone I've come out to cry about it. Someone wanna come out and die for it. How can we ever obtain unity
when we keep on saying
dim potatoes, us and we? Ignorance is confusion in the shadow of illusions. Who is making this pollution, keeping us and we in confusion? Looking for the reasons, and they keep on preaching. That's them looking for the reason, keep us and we in confusion. But we need some love. Where is the love? Where is the love? We need some love. Where is the love? Where is the love? We need love. Yeah. But there was a some love. Where is the love? We need some love. Where is the love? We need some love. Where is the love?
Thank you. That song is spelt phonetically. Dim, day, doze, us, and we. Yeah, all of it's got D's in it. Dim, day, doze, us, and we. That means them over there, you know. It's the other people. That, like, some of the people you don't like talking about or associating with. Dim. Well, it's funny that all those names are us. Kind of breaks it down. If we stop using them, maybe we'll just start saying I and I. Just create a unity in it all. Well, it's one of those things. Yeah. Deeper than any one man can see. She can heal your body, give your heart, heart to see. Walk into the waters and feel a melody. Lady of the Isle. Lady of the Isle. Paradise, but sometimes you know paradise isn't so nice. But if you're true and you treat people right, anywhere you go can be your paradise. Love and love alone are the key to happiness. Give all you can give and always do your best. Isle is a lady, the lady is the isle. Walk into a water and you can feel a smile. Lady of the Isle, Lady of the Isle, well, when you walk up on those distant shores, when your mind touches the ocean floor, when you look into the night sky and you see opening heaven's door, take it all in one. More, more, Lady of the Isle.
bum, 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 will lay up paradise, but you know sometimes paradise isn't so nice. But if you're true and you treat people right, anywhere you go could be your paradise. Love and love alone aren't needed happiness. Use all you can and always do your best. When you find you loving at your best, oh. Lady of the eye, well, lady of the eye, well.
If you miss any of your favorite weekend Studio One shows, hear them weekday afternoons at iowapublicradio.org. The Folk Tree is heard Monday at 1 p.m., Java Blend Tuesday at 1 and Friday at 3 p.m., and Backtracks Thursdays at 1 p.m. You can also hear Mountain Stage, American Roots, Thistle and Shamrock, and more on IPR's new 24-hour web stream. Download IPR's free app at Google Play or the iTunes Store.
Tony Brown performing on a stage at the Java House in downtown Iowa City for Java Blend on Iowa Public Radio Studio One before a very, very appreciative audience here. And yeah, absolutely. That was nice. This thank is you. All very nice.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Good to be in America. I love baseball.
Well, you've been around the world, but you, where? Tell us. Okay, so to bounce off that, where did?
That's good, man. That was good. I like you quick there.
Where did you? Tell us a little bit about where you grew up and your earliest musical memories of your life.
Oh, I grew up. I was born in St. Paul, Minnesota. Mm-hmm. I don't remember too much of that. I don't think I could think yet. I hadn't received the full brain. I had just the kid's version, which is like, it's like a ping pong ball. You know, it bounces and does all the fun stuff, but it just doesn't do too much mm-hmm. functional thing. And then I was transported to this place called Waterloo, Iowa. Uh-huh. And I don't remember too much about that either. I think it was intentional, though. But but I my mother always sang. There was always music around. There was always music around. I mean,
special kind
music
of,
was
particular
for,
kind of music your like mother
a,
liked?
It was like you take it in doses for whatever you needed it for, you know? And there was always a need for it. So there was always continuation of music from day to day, from morning. I woke up in the morning, my mom was cooking and she was singing, or she had the Magnavox on and we're listening to Sarah Vaughan or Ray Charles or Count Basie Band or whatever was hot at that time. My grandfather was on the black vaudeville circuit.
Really?
So way back when you had to have horse feet instead of gas tickets. My mom was solicited to play with Count Basie and Duke Ellington Band both. But she had three kids, so she turned it down and remained in Waterloo, Iowa. My grandfather was also the grand exotic ruler of the Black Elks Club in Waterloo. So every weekend they had concerts because they had an exhibition hall. And they had a marching band, competitive marching band, junior band and a major band. And every weekend, all the greats played at Waterloo, Iowa. B.B. King, Aretha Franklin, Four Tops, all the blues guys. Oh, Jimmy Reed, Albert King.
And you came into contact with some of these
They were a block away from my house.
Wow.
This was in Waterloo. I tell people about this in Waterloo, and older people know about it because they went to it, but the younger people go, are you serious? All those people. I said, well, everybody who had a hit record from the 50s from the 40s to the 50s, played in Waterloo, black artists, that is, played in Waterloo.
Yeah.
Iowa, at the Elks Club. All of them, jazz, R&B, soul, folk, Josh White, everybody.
Motown. You know,
Richie Havens, everybody. Way back. And a story. Here's a story. We were sitting, me and my buddies, we had bicycles. They weren't bought bicycles. They were pieced together from old junk that we found, and we put them. We got tires, and we could buy inner tubes. So we made bicycles. So we had bicycles. And one day we're sitting out. It's the summertime. We're sitting out on Mobile and Shillam Street in Waterloo, Iowa, and we're looking down the street, and there's a train trestle because Northwestern and Illinois Central were the two train systems in Central America at the time. And we're looking down the street, and a bus is coming down. It's not a city bus. It's a bus coming down the street. And as it got closer, we saw that the bus was loaded with black people. It was a whole busload of black people coming down the street. And we ran home. That's some scary stuff, dude. Ran home. And my mama told me, she said, oh, James Brown them are playing. They have their own bus.
Are you
kidding? And sure enough, as it went by our house, it said James Brown and the Fabulous Flames on the side. And there was a black guy driving the bus. This is the early 60s, you know?
And you didn't see that?
No. That was spooky, Jack. You know? You know, like all these black people with scarves on their head, and they're all talking. Hey, babe, it's a school.
So did that inspire you to? Have your own bus?
I knew there was aliens there. I knew it. I said, you can't fool me no more. Those dudes, that's not really a bus. It just looks like a bus. I know. So I got to see all these performers, and plus have an influence on my mom and my cousins who were also musicians. And they used to, by the age of 8, they used to sneak me out of the house and at nighttime to play their gigs, but I couldn't be on stage because I was only 8, so I had to stand behind a curtain. So they gave me a microphone, I'd sang, and I'd stand behind a curtain. And I had, usually, I all the clubs, back then, all the clubs in the back of the clubs, they had dogs. You know, mean dogs. So you couldn't get in the back of the club. Oh. Me... Because we had the mighty Falcons. We traveled by night. And we were invisible. We knew if we carried hot dogs with us cut up that those dogs, and for real, after months and months of doing it, those dogs were following us around. And anybody else coming, they want to eat their face right off. You know, they start at the shoes and eat up to the face. You know? There were some mean dogs. Had strong jaws, big teeth, strong jaws, small, you know, and so... We'd sneak into the clubs as kids because we go get hot dogs and break them up into pieces, and those dogs see us coming, they go like, you know, like, and we could go in. So when I was 8 years old, I could go through the bathroom windows in these clubs, and they had my clothes hanging up in the bathroom. So I had to wear a suit, and I had to wear shining shoes, although nobody ever saw me. I was behind a curtain. I had to sneak back in the house, so I had to pay my sisters off. They were serious. I mean, it's like it went from like $2 to $5. You know, once
you couldn't pay them in hot dogs.
No. And so I couldn't show up with the money because then my mama had got all suspicious. So I hid my money in her underwear drawer, way in the back corner of her underwear drawer. And one day she'd be in there and she goes, "Well, when did I put this money in here?" And everybody was like, because that's where it was going to go anyway. And she would find the money.
She had a bonus.
And she was like, stop. I've been hiding money lately a lot in that drawer. I took some money out of there last week, and there's some money in it this week. And I can't remember where I got that money.
Magical drawer.
Man, my sisters are going.
Nice stuff.
Dude, just go buy some, let's see, popsicles. Mama, can we get $5? $5, then you could buy a car. It might not run, but you could buy it. You could just push it home and put it in your driveway and say, we got a car now. It's like color television. It was three colors of screen.
Yeah.
It was not a color television. It was a black and white television with three colors on it, on the screen. And it kind of made your brain kind of get numb and stuff in your eyes. Kids were going blind and stuff and wetting on themselves. It had all kind of bad effects on your brain looking at that dog on television, you know? It's like, phew, I can't do this no more. You, We got to get a real color television.
Tony Brown is with us, an artist of many, many shades, a visual artist, obviously a fantastic storyteller, as we've just witnessed, and he does this little thing called music as well. He's been treating us, too. Let's see, Tony, I'm looking at the clock here. We got time for a few more. You got a few more for us?
Yes.
All right. We're eager to hear. I don't know, three or four more?
Yeah, three or four more. No, just hold up a card and say, four!
All right.
Okay, I can do as many as necessary. You and I should never be more than a breath apart, baby. 'Cause that's when all the good loving starts. Should be a breath, not one single step, not a heartbeat away from a kiss, baby. I am the one who says these words to you, baby. I am the one who chases away all your bad dreams. We should be a breath, not a single step, not a heartbeat away from a kiss, baby. I'll do what you want me to do. I'll do what you want me to do, baby. I love you and you know it's true. That's why I do what you want me to do. You and I shouldn't be a breath away from each other's touch. 'Cause when we get close together, that's when you start to warm me up. We should be a breath, not even a step away, a heartbeat away from a kiss, baby. I love you and you know I do. What you want me to do, I'll do what you want me to do, baby. I'll do what you want me to do.
Zippy again. But I'm going to zip up to the front and thank you. We'd take us out with one or two more.
Oh, see.
However, however.
See that?
Didn't
I tell you?
Yeah, I'm going to get close to you. You can slap me.
I'm going to use that saying on you. There's old African saying. I told Ben he could use it, but I'm going to use it. I'm going to use it right now.
Go ahead.
You can dress up like a monkey as long as you don't act like a monkey. If you act like a monkey, you have to take the monkey suit off. That's it. But Zippy, he's okay. He's cool.
I just want to jump up here between songs and let Tony take us out with however many he'd like to play. There we go. I learned my lesson, didn't I? But I want to thank a couple people responsible for bringing this to a statewide audience on Iowa Public Radio. Jim Davies, our on-site sound engineer, Phil Moss, our technical producer, and Mitch McAndrew, production assistants and editing. I'm Ben Kiefer. So glad to be able to share the stage for a few seconds with the great Tony Brown to listen with you as the whole audience is appreciative. Let's thank Tony Brown. Have him send us out with a few more songs.
Ben, this is for you. This song was written in Waterloo, Iowa. This song was written in Waterloo, Iowa by a man. His name was Jimmy Holloway. And he wrote 29 songs that went gold and platinum. And he died a poor man. And the reason why was all of his songs he sold to a publisher. So once he sold them to the publisher, his name was taken off of the song. And whoever bought the songs from the publishers, their name went on to the song. And this is one of the songs he wrote. Now remember, this song was written in Waterloo, Iowa.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see it's getting late, please don't hesitate, put a little love in your heart. All the world be a better place for you and me. Just wait and see. Time is getting late. Please don't hesitate. No, put a little love in your heart. If you want the world to know, we won't let hatred grow. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. All the world will be a better place for you and me. Just wait. Another look around, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. All the world will be a better place for you and me. Just wait.
Thank you. Well, somebody requested it, so I got to do it. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You're only waiting for this moment to arrive. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You are only waiting for this moment to be.